setiap langkahku, ku kan selalu memikirkan dirimu. Tak bisa ku bayangkan hidupku tanpa cintamu. Janganlah kau tinggalkan diriku, akan mampu menghadapi semua. Hanya bersamamu ku akan bisa. Kau adalah darahku, kau adalah jantungku, kau adalah hidupku, lengkapi diriku. Oh sayangku, kau begitu sempurna.
Today's Music Corner presents a song entitled Apa Artinya Aku. Indonesian maestro of love songs Yovie Widianto collaborates with three young Indonesian divas, Liodra, Tiara Andini, and Ziva Magnolia, or LTZ, in a song titled Apa Artinya Aku, or Who Am I, released on December 13, 2024. The song created by Archie Widianto, who is Yovie Widianto's son. The song tells a story of the bitterness of unrequited love, describing the feelings of someone who loves deeply but is only considered a second choice. In the song, Yovie Widianto returns with a beautiful musical arrangement with a sweet pop ballad nuance. The combination of piano notes, string section, and the distinctive vocal characters of the three singers, Liodra, Tiara Andini, and Ziva Magnolia, creates a stunning harmony. Well, listener, this is Yovie Widianto and LTZ with the song Apa Artinya Aku. Happy listening!
Thank you. itu berharap kau setia padaku. Lihat kau dengannya, kau berpaling dariku. Apa artinya aku?
Listener, here is quote of the day. Education is the strongest weapon to change the world. A quote by Ki Hajar Dewantara. Ki Hajar Dewantara is the father of education in Indonesia. He was a freedom fighter, respected by both allies and the enemies. He is known for his creativity, broad insight, and criticism towards education, which resulted in various brilliant ideas. This made him known as the true educator and cultural figure of Indonesia. And listener, that's quote of the day.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Listener, you're still tuned to the voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. And recently, listener, Indonesian Health Ministry just won the Gold Award in public sector category at the 2025 ASEAN Digital Awards. And in here, listener, the application created by the Health Ministry called ASIC application got the award that apparently helps our digital transformation. As reported by AntaraNews.com, the Ministry's Expert Staff for Health Technology and Chief of the Digital Transformation Office, Satyaji, said the award is a recognition of the effort taken to digitalize and integrate public health data recording through ASIC. By the way, ASIC itself is just a part of the whole national health ecosystem called Satu Sehat, which supports integrated health services. And ASIC itself, listener, has been utilized by 98.6% of health centers across the country, and it has been integrated with the National Health Information System, recording more than 247 million vaccination data, 134 million non-communicable disease screenings, and 42 million weighing measurements for children up to 5 years old. And more about Indonesia is still coming, so stay tuned to the Voice of Indonesia, because we would like to play you a really nice classic from Indonesia. Here is Abid Kiade with Carmelia 2.
Bangkitkan kembali rinduku mengajakku ke sana. Ingin ku berlari mengejar seribu bayangmu, Kamelia. Tak pedulikan ku terjang, biarpun harus ku tembus padang hilalang. Kau berlari mengejar mimpi yang tak pasti. Hari ini juga mimpi, maka biarkan ia datang di hatimu, di hatimu. Tak perlu kau berlari mengejar mimpi yang sepasti. Hari ini juga mimpi, maka biarkan ia datang di hatimu, di hatimu, di hatimu, di hatimu, di hatimu, di hatimu, di hatimu.
Children love just screen time.
Screen time.
Yay! But sometimes they don't.
Screen time.
Okay. Changes in behavior may be a sign that our children have been exposed to inappropriate content or online bullying or predators. Pay attention to the sign. It's not too late.
Screen time.
Dad, help me. Find more ways to protect children online from your local children protection agency or visit unicef.org.
Listen to Mocha with Secret Admirer. The group that was founded in 1999 apparently is not only famous in Indonesia. They are also famous in Japan and South Korea for having, well, nice songs, just the one, just like the one that you've just listened. And their song is frequently used as an advertisement jingle or even movie soundtrack. And some Mocha songs that is very popular in South Korea include the one that we just played for you, which is Secret Admirer. And from this listener, we'll play you another legendary Indonesian musician. The next one will be by a group of rock music, I should say, a group of rocker from Indonesia. and they're called Dewa 19. And their song will be entitled Dewi or Goddess.
Kau lagi dukung, makanan khas dari region. Ya, terbuat dari
Majekotu is a typical snack of Andrakang, made from sticky rice, grated coconut, and brown sugar. The white sticky rice is steamed until it's cooked, then placed into a container and mixed with some brown sugar.
Goeslaw with Gantung. Apparently, the song is about someone who is put in uncertain relationship. Are they still lovers or are they just friends now? Are they breaking up or what is happening in the relationship? So I do not know the exact word for this, but it is what is being expressed in this song entitled Gantung. Gantung in English means hanging. It feels that your life hanging. You do not know the end of the story between the two of you. And I wish that you do not left us hanging by not telling us what you think about our program. So please feel free to leave some comments and even maybe recommendation and also questions to us. You can send it to our Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, and Instagram and TikTok, BOI_official. Mm-hmm.
pada manusia yang terlahir sempurna. Jangan kau sesali segala yang telah terjadi. Kita pasti pernah dapatkan cobaan yang berat. Seakan hidup ini tak ada artinya lagi. Syukuri apa yang ada, hidup adalah anugerah. Tetap jalani hidup ini, melakukan yang terbaik. Ada manusia yang terlahir sempurna. Jangan kau sesali segala yang telah terjadi. Syukuri apa yang ada, hidup adalah anugerah. Tetap jalani besaran dan kuatannya bagi hambanya yang sabar dan tak kena putus asa.
Is Balinese dance, which uses sounds from the mouth. Without Balinese traditional music, it makes Kecak dance different from other dances in general. Kecak dance is performed by male dancers with Balinese clothes. Around 60 to 80 dancers sit in a circle and take turns in producing the sound of Kecak in order.
Voice of Indonesia.
Yeah.
still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. After this, listener, you'll be listening to a story about Kanduri, an art from a place in Indonesia. So stay tuned from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Batam is famous for heterogenic people. Almost all culture in the city of industry was brought by non-native people from various areas. The city has particular impression in communities both from social, economic, and cultural aspects since Kingdom era 19th centuries ago, which have been brought until now amid globalization and foreign culture invasion. It results in more universal Malay culture. Another culture can enter Malay culture harmoniously, combined with the lives of Malay people who are identical to Islam, without ignoring original values in Malay culture. The term of Malay is the land's umbrella, may give protection on another culture entering the land. While another culture can keep and respect this local wisdom, Malay culture tries to maintain its originality. Although the now generation is hit by cultural disintegration due to massive foreign culture influence, especially in Batam. Because it is strategic as a foreign tourist destination, making values in Malay culture disappear gradually. Head of Batam Tourism and Culture Service, Yus Fahindri, reveals that Malay culture is experiencing erosion of Malay values. The now generation is blown away by modernization, which gradually changes people's mindset globally from traditional life that is rich in culture to disappearing custom, traditional tools, and attitude.
Tradisi kehidupan sehari-hari. Kalau dulu mungkin orang selalu memakai
tradition of daily life has changed. People usually wear teluk belanga, jaket musan, and other traditional clothes. But now we are really see traditional clothes in daily life. Concerning attitude, youngsters do not usually go ahead of the elderly. Traditional fashions are also ignored.
Values in Malay history cannot attract young generation both in formal education and daily life, as stated by a student in the popular Madrasah Aliyah Islamic High School in Batam, Fitrah Rahayu.
Kata gurunya ya, baju Melayu itu.
We do not learn Malay art at school. Teachers say you live in Riau and appreciate Riau Island. There is no deep history on Malay clothes. Although Malay is unfamiliar for Batam young generation, Malay culture is able to enter the life of non-native people through historical elements shown in art performance in Malay art feasts. So that they are amazed, like said by Fernando, a student who just graduated in Medan and continues to master program in Batam.
Art comes from within. It is not because I love people here, but what we know in Batam is welcoming traditional dance. If we know history of an area, we will love it.
According to him, what needs to be emphasized in cultural introduction is visualization, which contains history, by involving custom leader and literary man for more development. Until now, Malay custom leader, the government, and literary man emphasize combination of traditional and modern aspects. Introducing Malay culture to the now Malay generation in various Malay performances with modern nuance, which creates annual agenda, has entered the 13th year. Malay Big Art Feast aim at providing opportunities for youngsters to appreciate Malay culture in modern way by involving neighboring countries which have similar culture like Tumasik, Singapore, Patani, Thailand, Brunei Darussalam, and Malacca, Malaysia. The first Malay Art Feast was even attended by a far country, Madagascar, as stated by the head of Batam Tourism and Culture Service, Yus Fahendri.
Dia tidak akan pernah hilang. Ada pepatah mengatakan takkan hilang Melayu.
There is a saying that Malay will not disappear from the earth. The saying is so complicated because we keep preserving this culture. Culture can be found in various forms, including Malay Art Fest or KSM. It is held every year and so much awaited. People see it as something important that everyone tries to use it in various aspects of life.
In 2011, the annual traditional party was also enlivened by several provinces in Indonesia, like Central Lampung, Meranti Regency, Pekanbaru, Riau, Karimun, and Tanjung Pinang. The opening show of Malay Art Feast Night was Temarak Madani, which is a collaboration of Malay ethnic music and orchestra. It told the story about the journey of Batam. The performance was also adorned with amazing poem and Siput Gondang dance, and ended with Lambak dance. Those people will not forget Malay culture, as it will grow and enter daily life, as long as there's anyone still cares about it till the end of time.
listener, today's edition of Traditional Song from Indonesia of Music Corner presents a song from North Sumatra entitled Butet. Butet is one of North Sumatra's most famous songs. The word butet in this song means daughter. The song lyrics tell the story of a father who misses his daughter. The father has to participate in guerrilla warfare during the Indonesian Independence War. The father hoped his daughter would keep waiting for him. The father hoped his daughter would one day become a member of the Red Cross of the country. Well, listener, let's enjoy a traditional song from North Sumatra entitled Butet by Vicky Sianipar and Herman Delago.
Bye. Listener, Houston News first the headlines. 306 disasters hit Indonesia in January. Indonesian shot in Malaysia gets more stable, and here is the news in detail. Indonesian National Disaster Mitigation Agency BNPB recorded 306 disasters in the country during January 2025. The agency's head of Data Information and Communication Center Abdul Muhari on Monday said, on average, 10 disasters happen in a day, and of all provinces across the country. According to Abdul Muhari, North Sumatra and Riau were the ones most significantly affected by the disasters. An Indonesian citizen shot by the Malaysian Maritime Enforcement Agency is now in stable condition. This was stated by the Director for Citizen Protection of the Foreign Affairs Ministry, Yudha Nugraha, in a statement on Monday. In a separate statement on January 27, 2025, Foreign Minister Sukiono pushed for an investigation on alleged excessive force being used in the incident. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Aku ingin menjadi mimpi indah dalam tidurmu. Aku ingin menjadi sesuatu yang mungkin bisa kau rindu. Karena langkah merapu tanpa dirimu. Aku ingin menjadi sesuatu yang selalu bisa kau sentuh. Aku ingin kau tahu bahwa ku selalu memujamu. Tanpamu sepinya waktu merantai hatiku.